4. Hatred. It wasn't the first time he'd humiliated her, or the second, or the fifth. This time, though, it was of longer duration and at a greater distance. She in New York, he in Hollywood. Behind her back, it seemed to her. And more people appeared to know about it than ever before, making the sheer quantity of humiliation greater than it ever had been. It took her the better part of 3 days to cover the United States, first by train and then by plane. Lily had much time to cozy up to the humiliation, so, quite naturally, its effects ran deeper. Which bothered her more, she wondered, that he couldn't keep his dick in his pants for 2 weeks, or that so many people she disliked intensely now knew that the man she loved couldn't or wouldn't keep his dick in his pants? Lily didn't even need an hour to figure that one out. She'd been made into a laughingstock. The taste on her tongue was gall. If Hammett wanted to fuck around, fine. No, not fine, but given the bastard's track record, certainly not unexpected. What was exasperating, truly maddening about this one, was that he'd done it so publicly it was obviously meant to be deliberate. It was one thing, she explained to herself, to care about her as sincerely as she knew he did, and still not be able to quell his need to be with other women, as pitiful as that need was. It was quite another to undo her, just as she was poised for a great personal success.